Do you find it's getting harder to get into the swing of Christmas as the years trudge on? Asked the woman to her dinner partner opposite. I found this year it really crept up on me, and I don't know what to do. As the dinner companion poked around at the pudding in the bowl in front of her, I pondered the question while looking around for a waiter who might fix me an espresso. The young woman had a point. Depending where you live in the world, Christmas is not only increasingly hard to come by, but is also being flattened out and diluted to the point it's starting to look like any other dull civic holiday. The pudding poker didn't offer much in the way of ideas for fixing the problem, and as I thought about how one might solve this dilemma, the question suddenly swung my way. Do you have any thoughts on this? Asked the woman, turning away from the woman dithering over dessert and focusing her line of inquiry squarely at me. First, I must say I fully see your point, I started, and second, I do have a thought or two for getting over the hump and immersing yourself in the spirit of Christmas. For a few minutes, we chatted about our childhoods and how exciting it used to be when the green and red construction paper came out in art class in late November for Christmas card making, and there was a lot of baking both at home and in class. We then moved on to department store windows, proper snowfalls, and all of the after-school Christmas parties that featured eggnog and elaborate gingerbread houses, and parents knocking back multiple Irish coffees. As we continued wandering down a wintry memory lane, I made a couple of suggestions about how she might up her spirits and maybe even find a bit of that childhood magic we'd been discussing. And before long, she was so inspired by the brainstorming that she was firing back with ideas of her own while trying to book a weekend escape to a city that might help put her fully in the mood. If you're such a soul who's found it's the middle of December and Christmas has yet to kick in, you might want to try a couple of the ideas listed below to get into the proper Yule groove. 1. Call it like you see it. There's no point drumming up different terminology and apologizing for a holiday you clearly like. If you believe in Christmas and the overall concept of giving, receiving, entertaining, singing carols, decorating, and even the odd Christian ceremony, then call it what it is, and don't get stressed out talking about the festive season for fear of offending somebody. Reclaiming Christmas in name is more than half the battle in helping reset your inner cozy body clock. 2. Print matters. Smart publishers have always known that magazines, even newspapers, play a vital role in setting the tone for Christmas, as there's plenty of money to be made from a bump in sales and also advertising targeting the family baker, the crafty aunt, the spoilt child, and the guilty husband. If you find that your home isn't feeling particularly merry, then hit the newsstand and buy a stack of titles that feature plenty of deep red, gold foil, greenery, and people in woolly attire in order to give your home environment a fresh layer of Christmas gloss. 3. Print matters, part 2. Find a well-stocked independent stationery store, select a few boxes of beautifully printed cards, and set aside an evening in front of the TV watching old animated Christmas specials while you sign cards, lick envelopes, and fix stamps. 4. Get out of town. If the city you call home hasn't laid on the best Christmas lights, or you find that it's simply too warm to get into the mood, it's time to find a city that'll sort out all your sensory needs in one easy flight. Might we suggest Munich, Vienna, or Stockholm if you're looking for something within Europe? If you're ready to fly a bit further, then it's hard to beat Japan for packaging, light displays, and the best Bossa Christmas soundtracks in shops, bars, and restaurants. 5. An air of Christmas. Remember airline TV campaigns from the 70s that were firmly part of the rush to get home to see the family or head to the mountains for a ski holiday? There were theme songs, flight attendants specially accessorized in uniforms, and culinary treats for passengers. Sadly, much of that has been binned in favor of the bland and standardized. Fortunately, Japan's airlines still like a bit of Christmas. In fact, much more than Western carriers. Only last week, colleagues enjoyed flights on Japan Airlines and ANA that offered up elegant crews sporting sprigs of pine and tinsel around name tags, presents for passengers, Christmas treats on the menu, and carpenters' carols being piped through the cabin. Perfection. A combination of all or a couple of the above always do the trick most seasons, and if you find you still can't quite get the hang of things, then you need to get Idina Menzel's Christmas album, crank it loud on the sound system, and pair it with a spicy Merlot from Ticino, a plate of Swedish pepperkakor, a wintry candle from Lynn Harris, and a few spare hours to soak it all up. I promise it really does the trick for adjusting the mood. For Monocle, I'm Tyler Brulé.